Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan flew into Istanbul early today, denouncing an attempted coup by a rogue group of military officers as an act of treason. Then he spoke through an interpreter.
In our army forces, a minority group cannot accept our unity. They have 40 years of history. They are not only in army forces, police forces, but in different government institutions as well. This is a riot. This is a betrayal of our country, and they are going to pay for this.
There have been media reports that President Erdogan later told the nation his government is in charge after the coup attempt, which left dozens dead and at least 150 wounded. Situation was fluid through the night with reports of explosions on the ground and in the air, as we hear from reporter Akin Kalasir in Istanbul.
Some fighter jets are trying to downing Sikorsky helicopters. This is also confirmed by government sources. And one of these helicopters fired on public on Bosphorus Bridge. And this is in Istanbul. And in Ankara, the parliament building is under attack by some helicopters.
And there are reports that some members of parliament are holed up in that building, or at least were for a while, streaming live their opposition to the attempted coup. President Erdogan said those behind the attempted coup are associated with U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. In May, President Erdogan designated Gulen's religious and political movement as a terrorist group. This is VOA News. France has begun the first of 3 days of national mourning following the attack on the Bastille Independence Day celebrations in Nice. That assault left at least 84 people dead, including 10 children. Authorities say that 52 people were left critically wounded among more than 200 injured before the attacker was shot dead by police. 84 people are dead in the city. As we've said, the attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Bouhel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. He was killed by police at the scene where he used his truck to run down hundreds on the Nice promenade. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency there that has been in place since the Paris attacks in December that killed 130. Here in Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying the scourge of international terrorism affects all people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's new Prime Minister Theresa May, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow on Friday, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed the closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia, critical to ending the conflict that has killed more than 500,000 people, attributed to global migration crisis and spawned the international expansion of the Islamic State.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Secretary Kerry said that the steps would be not laid out in public and are not based on trust, but he did outline that they are sequential responsibilities. Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding that they need each other and that the international community needs them as well. The UN top diplomat in Iraq is warning the expected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from the Islamic State could become the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. Iraq is already classified as a level 3 emergency, that is the highest crisis category.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. Do you remember the jazz, rock, fusion era of the 60s and 70s? Well, three of the greatest from that era, Stanley Clarke, Joe Zawinul, and Al Di Meola, are in the spotlight this week. Bassist, composer, band leader, and award winner Stanley Clarke turned 65 years old on June the 30th. His bandmate in the famous jazz rock fusion band known as Return to Forever, guitarist Al Di Meola, turns 62 on the 22nd of July. And on July 7th, the great keyboardist, composer, band leader, and jazz fusion pioneer Joe Zawinul of Weather Report would have been 84 years old on the 7th of July. We'll celebrate the birthdays of these men and enjoy the music of their jazz rock fusion legacy on this edition of Jazz America. Speaking of legacy, let's begin this edition of the program with the music of the man from New Orleans, Louisiana, the great pianist, composer, and musical visionary himself, and one of the main men of the New Orleans jazz scene for decades, the late, great Alan Toussaint. He passed away during a European tour in November of last year, and his last recorded effort just came out. It's called American Tunes. It's a collection of songs written by some of America's greatest musicians like Duke Ellington, Paul Simon, Bill Evans, Billy Strayhorn, and in this case, Thomas Fats Waller. Here's Alan Toussaint from his newest release, his last recorded effort before his passing, American Tunes with Viper's Drag, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
A walk along the sea, inside a quiet night, another moment I'll hold on to. It's like a vision so supreme, enough to last a lifetime. Help me through this boring day, my mind will play as I sip my rosé in a quaint beach cafe. I pray true love remember me. We're walking in the rain, barefoot and carefree, yet another moment I'll hold on to. As you held and covered me, I long to feel your touch. It is the thing I miss so much. We'll meet again, who knows where or when, but every now and then, my true love, remember me.
Da, 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 da.
new release titled Blue Monday. That is vocalist Letizia Gambi and the song entitled True Love Remember Me, Recordame. And it features not only guitarist Dave Stryker and pianist Donald Vega, but bassist Ron Carter and on the drums, Lenny White, who produced this work, by the way. And I bring it up because Lenny White, who worked with Letizia Gambi on a number of her projects, also worked on a number of projects with a certain Mr. Stanley Clark. Because, of course, Lenny White was the drummer and Stanley Clark the bassist in the famous jazz rock fusion band known as Return to Forever, led by Chick Corea. Well, let's speak right now with the birthday boy, Stanley Clark, who just turned 65 on the 30th of June. And then we'll hear possibly his most famous and popular song as a solo artist, the title cut from his album from the mid-1970s, School Days, here on VOA's Jazz America. At the 2014 Detroit Jazz Festival, I was once again asked by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, NARIS, the people who hand out the Grammys, to conduct a one-on-one interview with a great jazz artist who'd won Grammy Awards in the past. In this case, Stanley Clark, four-time Grammy Award winner, joined me under the talk tent for this conversation.
Yeah.
What I did was then I went back and I listened to... I took Miles Davis's History and I went back. And then I, you know, John Coltrane back. And then other, I found other people. And it was a really, it was a great game when I was young. It was kind of a game to me. I'd go to the record store and I would trace. I had my own personal jazz tree because I'd find one guy and I'd say, okay, he was connected to that guy. Let's see if he has a record. Then I had all these records and all while I was doing that, the backdrop, or the subtext musically was, you know, Motown, you know, Jimi Hendrix, the English Invasion. So, you know, hence that's how fusion came about. I mean, when if you really sit down and talk to the, you know, the quote unquote fusion pioneers, we love jazz, but also we love James Brown too. So the guys that I see sometimes, not to jab, but I'm going to just do one jab, but there was a period where a lot of the young jazz musicians were wearing suits and ties, and I know what they were listening. They were listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire and all that, and they, you know, and they put on a James Brown record. So, you know, you have to... All that music is valid. That's all that stuff makes you what you are, whether you're a player or a listener. Mm-hmm. Everything, all the music is valid. What everybody does, there's a place. It's like a mosaic, and they're a patch mosaic, and everybody has a place. James Brown is just as significant as Miles Davis.
Mm, absolutely.
There it is.
You know, it's funny that my connection with bebop and rock is that those bebop players would let it rip. And I, like you, listening to Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck and those guys just letting it rip. So when I'd hear Charlie Parker and, you know, Bud Powell just going for it, I'm going, hey, there's a connection here.
Yeah, well, when you study the history of Coltrane, he used to walk the bar. I mean, what that means in the old days, I actually saw it once when I was really young in the bars in Philly. They would have the stage and then the saxophone player would be honking and he'd walk the bar. Right, with the saxophone, you know, and you know.
Like Chuck Berry.
Yeah. I mean, it was very, if you really listen really closely to Coltrane, I mean, there's a blues bass to his. And, you know, for me, all the best jazz musicians are blues-based. So there you go.
Gotcha.
And here's Stanley Clark's classic School Days on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
one bassist, Stanley Clark, to another. Here's Charles Mingus on Jazz America. What a year in jazz history was 1959. Everybody had on their turntable Kinda Blue from Miles Davis, Time Out from Dave Brubeck, and Mingus Aum from Charles Mingus, which included some of his most famous songs, Better Get Hit in Your Soul, Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat, and the beautiful Self-Portrait in Three Colors. Hope you enjoyed that. Boy, that album was fantastic. Boogie Stop, Shuffle, Pussycat Dews. Whoa, what an album from Charles Mingus. Well, another of the greats of jazz fusion, Joe Zawinul, would have been 84 years old on the 7th of July. We'll celebrate him in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I received not long ago. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Really enjoy your programs on Saturday and Sunday mornings. How can I get some of the music you play? I live in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thanks again for the music and interviews. Regards, Henry Conte from Sierra Leone. Well, Henry, thank you so much for listening to the program. And if you'll go online to my own personal website, Moja Radio, MOJARADIO, and click on the Voice of America logo, you will be able to listen to the program anytime you want, and you'll see a complete listing of all the songs by artist name, song name, and album name. There, you can get the information on the songs that you hear and want. And then I suggest you go online, either to the artist's website, where sometimes they sell their own music right there. That probably is the best way. Or to one of the main services like iTunes, etc., and purchase the music online. Because, unfortunately, there aren't many record stores around today to go and purchase the music. So that's the best way to do it, online. Amazon, iTunes, or from the artists themselves. And now let's further our investigation of the jazz fusion era. Before the mid-60s, when jazz fusion began, the music in the jazz world was mostly acoustic, with horns, acoustic piano, acoustic bass, and then came the electric guitar into jazz. The first instance of that I can recall for you is when Larry Coryell joined the legendary NEA jazz master, the late Chico Hamilton, to bring his electric guitar with a rock edge into his recording, The Dealer. Here's the title cut from Chico Hamilton's groundbreaking work on Jazz America.
jazz club where we went to Pat Beat down on 52nd Street. Everybody heard that word that they named it after Bird, where the rhythm swooped and swirled, the jazz corner of the world. And the cats they gigged in there were beyond compare. Birdland, I'm singing Birdland. Birdland, I'm swinging Birdland.
Hey man, the music really turns you on.
You turn
and thumb me on.
Such as that, no more Scoopy Rock, no more Dr. Lane, that's where it was at. I know that the things Bop was riding high. Hello, goodbye. Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed
he did. Parker played in
Birdland. Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Told the truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he did. Yardbird Parker played in Birdland.
Possibly the most famous song ever written by Stanley Clarke, School Days. Well, he's written many, many songs, but the late, great Joe Zawinul is probably best known for the popularity of his classic song Birdland. It's been re-recorded many times by many different artists, including the great four-voice vocal group Manhattan Transfer from the album Extensions, their vocal version of Birdland. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the birthdays of three of the greats of the jazz fusion era, Stanley Clark, later on in the program Aldi Meola, and right now Joe Zawinul. I had a chance to speak with Joe Zawinul a number of times, and the topic of weather report quite often would come up in our conversations. Here's some thoughts he had about one of the seminal supergroups of the jazz fusion era, and we'll follow that with one of their most famous songs, the title cut from the world jazz fusion classic Black Market.
Let's just jump right into the formation and the creation of Weather Report. Now, you say back in the earlier years playing with Maynard, when Wayne is in the band with you, you guys are both writing and the seed is planted for the formation of Weather Report. Give us, if you will, a quick synopsis of how, what conversations happened when Weather Report was actually created.
Well, actually happened that Wayne joined Art Blakey for about 6 years, mm-hmm. and then Miles Davis for another six some years. During that time, I was, as I said before, with Dinah and with Joe Williams and then Cannonball for 9.5 years. And during the last 1.5 years, Miles always come down to kind of liked what I was doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he calls me one morning and said, I want you to come to the studio and play, you know, on the record and bring some music. I brought in a silent way, you know?
Ah, yes.
And then I go to the studio there and Herbie was there and Chick Corea and McLaughlin and Benny Maupin and Wayne. And
all the gods of jazz fusion Gigi are all Matt standing
and
around.
And Tony Williams, everybody was there. It was great, you know.
Wow.
It was a wonderful vibe there. And that's when I saw Wayne again after a long, long time. And Wayne was not with Miles any longer, and he wanted to have a little band, and he started to have a band with Roy Haynes, which somewhat didn't materialize. So he says to me, you know, Joe, I'm tired, man, of having to teach people, you know, younger musicians, everything. Why don't we just get together and have a band?
Mm-hmm.
And I was about ready to do my own thing. I had a lot of music written. And then this kid, Miroslav Vitos, came into town. He won first international prize. As a matter of fact, I was a judge in this contest he won. Jan Hammer was there. It was a very important time, actually. And then we said, okay, we have a band. We got, that time we had Ayito on the first record. It was Ayito. It was kind of interesting, you know, in the beginning.
Mm. What city was this happening
in? New York City.
Thank you.
A host of great players were members of Weather Report at one time or another, including, of course, Joe Zawinul, Jaco Pastorius, and Wayne Shorter. From Weather Report to another group that Joe Zawinul was a member of, here's Cannonball Adderley with Mercy, 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 written by Joe Zawinul on Jazz America from VOA 1.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Yeah.
Mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
Besides Weather Report, he worked with Cannonball Adderley, Dinah Washington, Maynard Ferguson, and Miles Davis. Joe Zobman. More coming up next hour. Stay tuned.